WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Tariffs will not be charged on Mexican goods coming into the U.S. starting Monday after a deal was struck yesterday to try to cut down the number of illegal immigrants crossing the border. Correspondent Sarah Westwood.
After those marathon talks at the State Department and 3 days of really intense negotiations between Mexican officials who had come to Washington and people from the Trump administration, a deal was reached late last night that would involve Mexico stepping up its immigration enforcement actions. The Mexican ambassador described what Mexico agreed to as unprecedented steps.
Mexico has agreed to let asylum seekers stay there while they wait for their cases to be heard in the U.S. Mexico will also send its National Guard to the southern border with Guatemala to stop Central American migrants from getting into their country. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is trying to end the trade dispute with China. At the G20 forum today, Mnuchin said he plans to meet privately with the chairman of the People's Bank of China to talk trade, but he doesn't expect any major progress until President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet later this month. A scary situation at the Patuxent Elementary School in Upper Marlboro yesterday. A call came in around 4:15 p.m. about an active shooter in the school. Prince George's County Police searched the school and learned there was no shooter and no shots fired, but there had been a potential threat. A man walked into the school acting strangely and making threatening statements.
We believe that the individual who we have in custody had a grill lighter. You've seen this. It's a long nozzle with a trigger on it.
Police Chief Hank Stawinski says they think the man was high on drugs at the time. Nobody was hurt. School had already been dismissed, and police safely got the kids inside for an aftercare program out of the building. The families and friends of people killed on a deadly stretch of Maryland Route 210 will gather this morning.
It is as once the most dangerous highway in the Washington metro area.
And that's why AAA's John Townsend says a new set of speed cameras is being dedicated as part of a special memorial to the more than 60 people killed there in the past decade. He says the cameras will help.
And we also need a paradigm shift in the safety culture.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One local expert says the economy in the D.C. area is shifting.
All of the growth in the Washington area is now in the private sector. The federal government hasn't grown since 2010, and private sector jobs tend to be some more spread out.
That in turn impacts the housing market and traffic, says economist Stephen Fuller, director of the Fuller Institute at George Mason University, who says younger workers are also making an impact.
We have an increasing share of our population that are renters and who seem to like it.
The millennials concentrated, says Fuller, in Arlington, Bethesda, and downtown D.C. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Nats fell to the Padres 5-4. That series continues tonight. The O's fell to the Astros 4-3. Game 2 today, and the Toronto Raptors are one win from their first NBA title after beating the Warriors 105-92 last night. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
The region could be getting up to 5 inches of rain over the next couple of days.
No matter what the threat, trust WMAL for the latest news on spring storms from accurate and dependable forecasts.
Definitely a lot of rain in a relatively short period of time.
To the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
Fierce winds overnight, splintering trees and utility poles.
For the information you need on spring storms, trust WMAL.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-719-6029 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-719-6029 now. Again, 800-719-6029. That's 800-719-6029.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early Saturday morning problems on 95 northbound. First at 234 Dumfries Road. That accident takes away your two right lanes, so expect isolated delays through there. Then further north on right at Courthouse Road on 95. Left lane, left shoulder still taken away there. Heavy delays from Warrington Road. Inner loop of the Beltway through Tyson's Corner. Accident right near Leesburg Pike takes away your two left lanes of the inner loop and then your right lane of the inner loop express lane, seeing delays before 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then a chance of showers overnight, a low around 65. Tomorrow, heavy rain, a high around 76. And tomorrow night, showers likely, a low around 68. Right now, 67 degrees in Haymarket, 70 here in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Blue Cross Blue Shield believes everyone should have access to healthcare, no matter who you are or where you live. That's why in every state, our companies are working to improve health and expand access to care. From training former military medics to serve rural America, to helping expectant mothers recover from opioid dependence, we're investing community by community for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
The city is alive. There are people everywhere going to work, new tourists. You got people going to the game. That's all great. But that means a war for parking. Skip the battle with Spot Hero. Spot Hero saves you the time and the hassle of finding that parking spot. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and pick your spot. Spot Hero has you covered. Plus, you'll get a great deal. Take $10 off your first park on the app with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing REX. REX sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With REX, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. REX uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And REX charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, REX has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost-savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. REX Real Estate Exchange Incorporated.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Saturday morning update, WMAL Hour 2. John Gizzi kicks it off each week. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and what a beautiful morning it is, mainly because the week that was is behind us.
The president on the world stage, starting off in England, moving on to the D-Day commemoration, wrapping it up in Ireland with a visit with the Irish Prime Minister. Of the week's events, John, what stands out to you as significant in terms of the Trump presidency?
In terms of the Trump presidency, he handled himself on the world stage without causing embarrassment, without personalizing it, to a great degree, and indeed appearing as a warm Uncle Sam-like representative of the United States. I refer specifically to his speech at D-Day, notably when he quoted Franklin Roosevelt's immortal prayer as our sons, pride of our nation, have set upon a mighty endeavor. And closing with the words, Thy will be done, Almighty God. In addition, those men in their 90s and past the centenary of life who fought the battle that turned the light of freedom on again enjoyed being with this president, and watching them hug him and stand up to salute was nothing short of tear-jerking. Donald Trump may have his flaws, he may have his personality quirks, but when it comes to speaking for the United States on an historic occasion, He was a star the other day. How well he did in talks with British political leaders, notably outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, what he had to say to her possible successors, notably his own personal choice to be at number 10 Downing Street, Boris Johnson, we don't know at this point. But for the most part, when it came to the pomp, the circumstances, and the ceremony, President of the United States represented his country well.
It was funny, John, some of the liberal pundits were saying, well, that was Donald Trump who wanted to be king. But if you caught the Theresa May press conference, he was pretty funny and used some self-deprecating humor, which he does on occasion. And people just gloss over that and completely ignore that side of him where he's just kind of a regular guy and again, self-deprecating humor.
And not only that, he was a friend indeed to a friend in need. Theresa May, of course, yesterday left the position as Conservative Party leader, and in a month when a new leader is chosen, she'll move out of number 10 Downing Street. She's not only a lame duck, she's a severely wounded duck. Well, Donald Trump comforted that severely wounded duck with humor, with self-deprecating remarks, as you say, but also he was quite attentive to someone that much of the press was ignoring in favor of Boris Johnson, Dominic Raab, Environment Secretary Michael Gove, former House of Commons leader Andrea Leadsom, and the Gang of Eight that hopes to succeed her. I like that.
John, let's turn to domestic politics. The Democratic front runner so far, Joe Biden, changing a stand that he had taken for many, many years, and that was his support of the Hyde Amendment. The New York Times summarizes the Hyde Amendment as a measure banning federal funding for abortion. More precisely, it states that Medicaid will not pay for an abortion unless the woman's life is in danger or the pregnancy resulted from rape or incest. Joe Biden has been in support of the Hyde Amendment for decades, but many people have said this week he has flip-flopped.
Well, in terms of the Democratic race for president, it's a battlefield conversion. Joe Biden has always, while supporting what he calls a woman's right to choose, has agreed with the center in America that taxpayers who are pro-life and have strong religious convictions about abortion should not be required to fund abortion under any circumstances except three exceptions that you mentioned. That's pretty much where most Americans are, and supporters of Joe Biden argue that he pretty much is where most Americans are, a center-left Democrat, a centrist. But as he seeks the presidency, he finds that's not a ticket to nomination. He's got to bend down and say hosannas at the altar of abortion that's in the Democratic Church. And I might add that it is not going to win him new friends at all. Anyone who opposes Joe Biden already has probably committed to Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and others out in the field. They will not come back to this very familiar figure. But there's another issue here as well. A quarter century ago, Bill Clinton sought the presidency, and he said while personally opposed to abortion, he would not interfere with a woman's right to choose, and his goal was to make abortion safe, legal, and rare. And that was the language in the Democratic platform. And it was for the next three presidential elections after Mr. Clinton's victory in 1992. The Democratic platform today has moved far beyond Bill Clinton. It talks about defending a woman's right to choose. It supports abortion and funding of abortion under any circumstances at any time. Think about it for a moment. The position of Bill Clinton was too narrow and too non-liberal for the Democratic Party of today. Joe Biden is just the latest of Democratic office seekers who's accepted that.
In the coming week, we're going to be entertained by John Dean, called to testify by Jerry Nadler on Capitol Hill congressional hearing. What's the point?
And they say, I dwell on golden oldies too much. Look, John Dean is 80 years old. He was the star witness in the Watergate hearings, and his testimony was key to bringing down President Richard Nixon. That is a part of history. But as Stephen Hess, himself a fellow Nixon White House aide, told me recently, John has become a professional witness, and that's all he does is come back. I feel sorry for him. Indeed, the purpose of bringing this figure from 40-some years ago back is simply to say Trumpgate is Watergate 2.0. Well, in Watergate, you had an actual break-in and strong evidence of a cover-up at high levels. In Trumpgate, there's severe doubts about whether anyone committed a crime at the highest levels of government, notably the President of the United States. One final word. Stephen Hess told me that if you are going to bring John Dean back as a witness, give equal time to another witness in the Watergate hearings whose support of Nixon was widely praised, Pat Buchanan.
Boy, that would be a contrast. I guess what strikes me about it is John Dean has absolutely no connection whatsoever to anything to do with the Trump White House, or for that matter, the Congress, or any relevancy to the Mueller report or the Russia probe.
Exactly. Out of the past.
Why don't we bring Jack Nicholson up and get three or four hours with him one day?
I like Jack Nicholson.
I do, too. I think it'd be great. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend. Stay cool.
Maybe Nadler will subpoena Alec Baldwin to play Donald Trump in one of his hearings. Who knows? It's 7:18 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather with Christine Eads in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Expect delays on the inner loop as you approach Tyson's Corner from before 66 because of the crash at Leesburg Pike that takes away your two left lanes of the inner loop and your right lane of the inner loop express lanes. Also seeing some volume build on 66 on the ramp to get to the inner loop of the Beltway. We are seeing some volume build on the inner loop of the Beltway between Connecticut Avenue and Georgia Avenue because of a report of an accident. We don't have any lane details just yet. And as you make your way on the top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, outer loop between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue, a little bit of volume there as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks mostly cloudy for today with a high of 82. Showers tomorrow, 73 for the high on Sunday. 50-50 chance of rain for the day tomorrow. Monday, 90% chance of rain with thunderstorms. Highs 82. Tuesday, morning showers. High 78. Cloudy on Wednesday. High 74. 67 right now, headed to 82. 7:18 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She is the author of The Smear and Stonewalled and hosts Full Measure. That is every Sunday at 10 a.m. on ABC 7 and also during the day on News Channel 8. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Something fascinating you've been writing about this week at CherylAtkinson.com and also on Twitter is Wikipedia. And it's interesting because it strikes me that Wikipedia, many of us rely on it. We think that it's probably 90% accurate, and we also think that whoever they're writing about probably has the ability to correct any mistakes. But that's not the way it works?
It's not. I mean, people would be surprised to know that if you're the subject of a biography page, you cannot fix the mistakes. You're expressly prohibited from it. In my case, wrong things like birthplace. They won't accept a birth certificate. They won't accept my word for it. A stranger would have to publish it, and then they would take the stranger's word for it as to be true, but you cannot correct your own biography. And if you're the only one who knows where you were born and no one else has published the accurate place, there's really almost no way to fix it. But you extrapolate that to more harmful things, such as pages that are controlled by what I call these agenda editors. They're anonymous volunteer editors, but a lot of them work for PR firms and pharmaceutical companies. They control pages like mine to make sure it controversializes certain topics, makes things look like it's not true. You know, there's a lot of false information on my site. And there's pretty much nothing you can do because the most powerful editors will change back any edit if you try to fix it or if another editor tries to fix it on your behalf. Even if it violates Wikipedia's policies, the bad information will persist. And a lot of people have noticed this. Rasmussen Reports has kind of published their own Wikipedia page to correct some misconceptions. I've done that myself. I did that this week at CherylAtkinson.com. And people are even looking at entirely new formats, including the co-founder of Wikipedia, who is split with the project over all of this, has his own new ideas for how to maybe make a better model.
So who is in control there?
Well, the whole point is there is no one in control, and that's maybe was considered a strength, but it's turned out to also be a weakness because in the absence of control, guess who got control? It's these special interest PR firms that, under the name of anonymous volunteer editors, can watch a page like mine or one about political topics or certain politicians or one about topics of controversy like climate change and make sure that it reads a certain way and skews all the information in a one-sided fashion, even though that violates Wikipedia's policies. Because they're more powerful editors, there's nothing anybody can do about it.
You mentioned that the co-founder has parted ways with Wikipedia. What is his venture? What is he doing?
Well, he's doing a lot of stuff, including trying to promote social media independence in such a way that our social media can't be controlled the way it is now by a few companies and people and interests. He wants to make it more diffuse, where it's sort of like blogs. No single entity controls all blogs. And it gets very technical, something I don't understand a lot about, but his name's Larry Sanger. He also wants to start a new online encyclopedia called Everipedia, where more people will have more say. He's trying to avoid through blockchain technology and tokens some of the pitfalls of these agenda editors on Wikipedia. And it's a fascinating concept. He's not sure how it's going to work, but it sure is a good idea. I guess people can start checking it out now. I think it's spelled Everipedia, Everipedia, as in everyone can edit this without maybe some of the constraints that Wikipedia now has.
It sounds as though it's caveat emptor when it comes to believing anything you read on Wikipedia.
Always good advice.
I want to turn to Full Measure. You have a fourth anniversary special tomorrow at 10 a.m., ABC 7. And you've been spending a lot of time covering major topics, including the border. And obviously the border, a huge story this weekend with the talks on tariffs with Mexico. And what would you say your takeaway is from all of the time that you and your colleagues have spent covering the border?
Well, starting in 2007 when I was on the Hill and both Democrats and Republicans were trying to fund a wall and talking about immigration reform, nothing's changed. I mean, very little has changed. They haven't done anything. And this problem has gone from a dispute to, I guess, pretty much everybody agrees now, a major crisis. And I still don't see them doing anything. It's just stunning, really, how, I guess you call it, the establishment and both parties are so controlling that even when there's almost total agreement that something must be stopped or something must be done, they're still not doing it.
Well, it just seems as though there's a resistance to the president that we've seen since his election, and now with an election a year and a half or so away, that he will likely get no cooperation from the Democrats, and some of the Republicans in swing states are going to be cautious.
Well, you know, it was explicitly stated by some of Trump's opponents that they planned a strategy that every day, every week, every month, they would have controversies and fights they would pick with him, and they would be taking him to court over everything he does. They fulfilled that promise, and I think there's going to be more of the same. That's going to be no let up. It's been consistent since he got into office. So yes, I do believe that will continue. I would say that maybe it hasn't worked quite according to plan. I think even some Democrats who don't like Trump would say we should have picked our battles better, because when you fight everything, sometimes the opposition gets lost in the den. You know, if you picked your battles, maybe people would listen a little bit more to the important ones. But the strategy they decided on was to pretty much fight him on everything.
You know, one of my favorite segments on Full Measure was when you interviewed congressman who told you exactly how it works on Capitol Hill in terms of the amount of fundraising that these congressmen need to do and how it ties up so much of their time.
And how their party leaders control them in this way. They can't sit on an important committee if they don't raise the right funds. They won't get funds if they don't vote the right way. So even if there are some there who want to go against the party line and do something they think is right, very hard to do that. In fact, in the fall, we'll be revisiting with some of these members of Congress to say, is the swamp still as entrenched as it always was? Has anything changed? Are you still having the fundraising pressure from Democrat and Republican Party leaders with these quotas that they have to raise money from the very people they're supposed to oversee, which obviously makes them very conflicted in their jobs? So we'll be checking back in with them and following up in the fall.
And any other quick sneak previews for the fall season?
Yes, I will go back to the border. We've done this every summer so far, a full measure. I'll be on the Arizona border this summer to see what's going on. I'm also traveling through Europe to Denmark, Ireland. I'll be in Greece. I'll be in London. I'll go to Puerto Rico. We've got all kinds of research to do for important stories, whether it's the global movement that's in some ways kind of mimics how Trump got elected, what's happening to other world leaders. We're going to explain Brexit. Why they voted to exit the United Kingdom and Great Britain, but they're still there. We're going to talk about the water border. Everybody knows about our land border, but there's a great deal of work being done by Customs and Border Protection in what you would call, I guess, the Caribbean border. So we have all kinds of stuff that I think is not widely reported that we're going to be focusing on in the fall.
Wow, that is a very busy summer for you. I know you will be on hiatus from us while you do the global travels, but obviously looking forward to having you back with us come the fall. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love being here every Saturday.
And we love having you. 727 Saturday Morning Update WMAL coming up. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland and more on the agreement that has been reached to avert the imposition of tariffs on the United States. U.S. and Mexico agreement last night, so no imposition of tariffs on Mexico.
It's Ashley Home Store's Summer Fun Sale with the hottest savings. Buy any room of furniture at Ashley Home Store and get another room free. That's right, buy one, get one free today. Decorate your home with style at Ashley Home Store in Maryland and Virginia.
Do you know what a realtor is actually supposed to do for you? I'm Eric Stewart of the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and as a realtor with over 30 years of experience and over 3,000 transactions, my team has created a tried and true method of working with our clients to sell their homes fast and for top dollar. And we want to give it to you for free. Call us to learn more about our market-ready guide and how to prep your home for sale with a knowledgeable realtor. It's 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104.
Chris Plant here, and I've got a little story for you. Once upon a time, nearly three decades ago, in my hometown of Chicago, a woman's engagement suddenly broke off, and she found herself single. When she was ready to date again, she set out to meet normal, well-educated people like herself. But blind dates were too stressful, and the bar scene was too meat-markety. Then she had an idea. She started meeting people for lunch or for drinks after work, and it was just right. Realizing that this was the fun, stress-free way for professionals to find connections, she started It's Just Lunch. Today, It's Just Lunch is still the best way for busy, relationship-ready people like you to go on high-quality dates. And to celebrate 28 years of making quality connections, they've got a special offer when you join in June. There's a reason these guys have been growing and succeeding for 28 years. It's Just Lunch is just right. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or give them a call at 202-466-6699 today. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump tweets the tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. A deal was struck between the two countries yesterday to help stop illegal immigration into the U.S.
Mexico did agree to send more of its National Guard forces to its southern border with Guatemala, through which most of the Central American migrants pass on their way to the United States border. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard speaking at the State Department about the U.S. tariff threat.
They have more drastic measures proposed at the start, and we reached some middle point.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan breathing a sigh of relief.
And the auto industry is already more fragile than anybody realizes, and this was just a crazy idea.
In Washington, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
This year's D.C. Pride Parade happening today has a special significance. It's the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, when members of the gay community protested against a police raid at the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in New York City. Kathy Renna with the Capital Pride Alliance.
I think prides all over the country, in fact, prides all over the world, are taking the opportunity to reflect on where we've been and all the work that we still need to do toward full equality and respect.
The parade kicks off at 4:30 on Peace Street east of DuPont Circle. And the man hoping to become the country's first gay president is reflecting this Pride Month. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg says coming out 4 years ago opened his eyes to the plight of all the nation's overlooked communities. He spoke last night at a banquet in Iowa honoring Matthew Shepard, who was beaten to death in 1998 for being gay. In sports, the Nats fell to the Padres 5-4. That series continues tonight. The O's fell to the Astros 4-3, game two today, and the Toronto Raptors are one win away from their first NBA title after beating the Warriors last night. Up next, traffic and weather.
Well, here we are. The first year under the new tax reform law is in the books. Are you happy? Or would you like to do even better next year? Abe Abish and his team at Abish Financial Services are hosting a complimentary dinner event called Trump's New Tax Plan, Help or Hindrance. They'll give you some ideas on how adjusting your tax strategy now can potentially lower your tax liability this time next year. You and a guest will enjoy a nice evening out at one of our best fine dining restaurants. But more importantly, you'll discover how to protect a portion of your retirement savings from market volatility, how you can still itemize even with the higher standard deduction, how the adult caregiver tax credit works, and lots more. For details on the next fine dining event, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or register online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abraham Abish does not provide legal or tax advice. By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish.
Old Bay presents this woman who got an Old Bay tattoo.
I put Old Bay on crabs, corn, in sweet tea, on pizza, sloppy joes. I put it on everything I cook. I thought might as well put it on my body.
Are you a bigger Old Bay fan than this woman? Show your love on Instagram with the hashtag Old Bay Fan Contest for a chance to win an Old Bay electric scooter.
Ice cream, caramel popcorn, deer meat.
Old Bay. You don't just like it. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and over as of May 31st. Ends 8/20. Rules at oldbay.com/contest. Void where prohibited.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still dealing with the crash on 95 northbound in Stafford, right at Courthouse Road. So you're going to see delays around Warrington Road to get past that accident scene that takes away your two left lanes. We've got good news on the inner loop of the Beltway. The accident in Tysons right near Leesburg Pike has cleared. So all your inner loop delays have been reopened and you're moving at speed as well as your express lanes. Your right lane was taken away. It is now back. So all lanes are open in your inner loop and you're moving at speed through Tysons Corner. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, high in the low 80s. Right now, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Live Casino and Hotel, your loyalty goes a long way. Like $25 in free play when you sign up for a Live Rewards card. And if you download the My Live Rewards app and link your new Live Rewards account, we'll enter you into our monthly drawing for $10,000 cash. Sign up today through June 30th. Visit the Live Rewards kiosk or livecasinohotel.com for details. 30 minutes from DC, just off the BW Parkway. Must be 21. Must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Conservatives finally have hope to stop the blue wave in Northern Virginia. Ron Meyer for State Senate.
If you're tired of paying $47 in tolls on I-66, if you're tired of paying $5 on the Dulles Toll Road, if you're tired of paying $6 each way every day to the Greenway, I need your vote on June 11th.
Vote Ron Meyer for State Senate on June 11th at your normal polling location in Loudoun and Prince William counties.
I experienced poverty in my childhood and watched government programs fail. That's why I believe in a hand up, not a handout. How can our government claim to be giving a hand up to Virginians when it can cost $60 in tolls just to get to work? That's why I ran for county supervisor on building a parallel road to the Dulles Greenway so workers don't have to pay thousands of dollars each year to a foreign company. This year, that road project is under construction.
Vote Ron Meyer on June 11th.
As your senator, I'll continue to get things done for you. Lower tolls, lower taxes, and lower spending. And I'll stand up to Governor Northam's radical social legislation.
Pledge to vote at ronmeyer.com. Paid for and authorized by Ron for Virginia.
As the old saying goes, stock markets tend to go up a staircase and down an elevator. A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market, including earnings news and global economic concerns. How will these events impact your financial future? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We look at stocks on the way up, stocks on the way down, and what causes them to move. To learn more, join us each Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
Log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
.736 Saturday morning update, WMAL, joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, wonderful to have you with us.
Always great to be on with you, Rick. Thanks.
All right, Tony, here's the deal. The investigation of the investigators. You don't hear or see much about it on network news, Washington Post, New York Times, really not covering it. You'll hear about it on some shows on Fox News Channel, and you'll also hear about it in talk radio. But it seems to be a pretty big deal, and John Solomon's been unearthing like a revelation a day over at the Hill about it. And one that came out this week is the name Konstantin Kilmanic. And we've heard this name kicked around, but there was some new information on sort of his background and how that relates to the origins of the probe and the Russia investigation.
Well, what's critical about it is the mischaracterization of his role in the whole Russian narrative as portrayed by one Robert Mueller. And I think this is what everybody's now looking at, is what else is factually incorrect, and why this is so important, and critically important, I might argue, is that this guy was essentially put forth in the report as a Russian individual, a Russian guy. And he's not. He's a State Department guy, U.S. State Department. So, you know, when you actually are a senior investigator like Mueller, and you actually go about putting together a detailed report that's supposed to be your testimony to Congress, and then you start finding out that little things like individuals you say are Russian agents are actually State Department employees or operatives, it kind of like makes you take a second look and say, what else here is incorrect, and why was this done incorrectly? I mean, this is not Mueller is not an amateur. Anything in that report was heavily thought about, reviewed multiple times by, dare I say, you know, a gaggle of lawyers, and yet you have now this new information coming out that clarifies that the individual is not indeed a Russian at all. Which goes back to my central premise that we've talked about several times, Rick. There was not a single Russian involved in a Russian narrative. It was all our guys pretending to be Russians, people being set up and lured into this perceived relationships with the Russians. So it, to me, is it stinks of high heaven.
Well, it seems like every day something else comes out, and you may catch Catherine Herridge talking about it at Fox, but it's right. All pretty serious stuff. And that I guess the interesting angle here is that U.S. Attorney Dunham is really going after this.
Well, I think this is the other issue that I think all need as Americans to focus on, that the mainstream media is not actually paying any attention to any of this. And you mentioned Catherine Herridge. Catherine's been doing a good job. John Solomon, Sarah Carter, a handful of others. But again, let's look at this the other way. If this was happening to Obama, if Obama had been targeted by rogue elements of the Bush 43 DOJ, people would be bonkers right now. And every aspect of everything that was done would be constantly played on nightly news. And the fact that there's radio silence tells me that the media is still not willing to accept its complicity in the whole deception. And this is where, you know, the current attorney general has to go full force into this. Rick, there cannot be a two sets of laws, one for us and one for the elite or deep state. And I would say that they're pretty much interchangeable at this point in time. Nor can we permit any political party, and this is why I don't understand how the left doesn't get this, we cannot permit any political party having access to the very powerful national security and law enforcement apparatus to be used as an extension of a political campaign. It's just something we don't want. And they don't seem to recognize that Donald Trump's trying to fix that so that neither party can do this. But that point is completely lost to them.
All right, so what's going on with Russia? We see Putin cozying up with Beijing. A Russian destroyer comes within 50 feet of the USS Chancellorsville. It was forced to maneuver in the Philippine Sea. U.S. officials called it, quote, unsafe and unprofessional. Earlier in the week, Russian fighter jet flies dangerously close to U.S. reconnaissance plane over the Mediterranean Sea, made three passes. Is this just Putin looking for a little attention, or what's going on?
This is kind of the nature of Putin and today's Russia. I mean, they are not our friends. Well, I don't believe they're our current enemies. It's not like the Cold War.
Oh, come on. Donald Trump and Putin, you know, have this wonderful side relationship that we don't know anything about. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. Look, this president has been taking things very seriously. And one of the most controversial points that he made last year, which we talked about at the time, Rick, was our withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty, the INF Treaty. And I can tell you right now that there's other things we're looking at pushing him on. And, you know, we'll talk about D-Day here in a second. One of the things President Trump's D-Day speech, his 50th anniversary speech, was meant to do is reinforce our deep and abiding commitment to the Europeans and NATO. And I think, you know, we have made that comment. We have made it very clear that while we want to strengthen NATO, and remember, Rick, we've also gone about having NATO better funded and working to make it more capable. So all these things are clearly not in the Russian interest, but we're doing them anyway. So you're going to see Putin, you know, do what Russians do, act out.
Well, it's interesting because everybody has, and the reason I was being facetious is, you know, all these accusations of, you know, some backdoor relationship between Moscow and the Trump organization and all of that. It just, hey, you know, Trump's really put the squeeze on Russia and, you know, sounds like they're reacting to it.
And more to come.
All right. Now, Tony, we introduce you as Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
Yeah.
30-plus years in the United States Army. So, obviously, you have studied the D-Day invasion over the years. But as you watched the 75th anniversary commemoration and thought of your time in the military, then thought of the sacrifice of all those who gave their lives and who fought in the invasion of Normandy, just, you know, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I think two things. First, I'm actually going to – I quoted Colin Powell on the day of the anniversary. He talked about the nature of our work as the military, and he talks about the nature of what we do after we invade. And this is his quote, and we did not ask for – did we ask for any land? No. The only land we ever asked for was enough to bury our dead. That's the kind of nation we are. That's true. We do not invade for purposes of exploitation. And it's very notable that we rebuilt every adversary we had during that war. Secondly, I won't even mention the name of the person, but there was an article in the Washington Post that said, we couldn't do this today. And I vehemently disagree. The whole idea of Overlord, of the operation, and its companion operation, some of you, your audience will understand what I'm saying, Operation Bodyguard, which was the deception operation which protected the invasion, made it possible to do the invasion, is very much the very use of innovation and basically aggressive application of political will. So I would argue we learned some great lessons. We need to look at those lessons. And we, I think, as a nation, did the right thing in World War II. If it was not for the United States, we would not have the current freedoms the world has. And I think that's very notable, and I think President Trump captured that in his speech. I think it's his speech was second to only Reagan's 40th anniversary speech when he talked about the boys of Pointe du Hoc as part of that speech.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much. He's the author of Operation Dark Heart also. Tony,
thank you.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday Morning Update, WMAO. Coming up, we'll talk with K.T. McFarland, but right now a check of the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAO Traffic Center.
Interloop at the Beltway through Tyson's Corner, you're moving at speed. Earlier crash at Leesburg Pike in the main and express lanes has been cleared, so all your lanes are open. 95 northbound in Virginia, though, the accident at Courthouse Road still takes away your left lane and left shoulder, so you're on and off the brakes from Warrington Road, so you want to stay to the right to get through there. No problems on 95 southbound through Stafford. As you make your way down to Woodbridge and the Springfield Interchange, all your lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking for partly cloudy skies, a high of 82. We've got a 50-50 chance of rain tomorrow. Not so good. Highs in the mid-70s for Sunday. On Monday, look for some thunderstorms with a high of 82. Morning showers Tuesday reach 78, and clouds on Wednesday, highs in the mid-70s. 67 right now, heading to 82, and it's 7:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Let me ask you something. Do you know what your home is really worth? Take it from me. Your first call should be to the Reynolds team. Yeah, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. They just sold David and Ursula's house for $10,000 over list price in just 5 days. And here's how. With over 8,000 ready buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold with the Reynolds team. In fact, it's likely you'll receive multiple offers, throwing out the notion that your home value is what some website says. Think about it. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they're so confident they'll sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll make up the difference. Guaranteed, in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now. It's 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or check them out online, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I was out of breath, my knees hurt, my back hurt. I didn't even like the image I saw in a mirror.
Weight loss can be challenging, but EMP 180 gives you nutritious foods and empathetic one-to-one guidance and support to keep the pounds and guilt away.
I'm Vera Carrick, and I live in Reva, Maryland, near Annapolis. I am a registered nurse. My first consultation, I was excited. The mirror is one thing, but the internal that you can't see is a totally different story. You get on the machine and you get that readout, it kind of shocks you. They realistically put me at losing 30 pounds. I've lost 41 pounds. EMP, they care about their clients. They truly care. I thank them for restructuring my mindset and keeping me focused on the end goal to look better, feel better.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, 7:49. We're joined by K.T. McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor. And K.T. also spent time in high levels at the Pentagon. So K.T. would be a good person to talk to about the President's trip to Europe. K.T., it is great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure.
The President on the world stage, European media positive, even the U.S. media favorable on how President Trump handled things in the UK and at Normandy as well. And I wanted to get your read on how you feel that he fared on the world stage and what that means for the relationships with France and the UK? Because many in the media have been trying to, you know, say that Trump has destroyed these relationships and he's trying to blow up NATO. It didn't look that way to me.
No, and I think that this is the side of Donald Trump that most people never see, and certainly the Washington establishment refuses to acknowledge. I saw it when I first started working for him. It was at we went to the Army-Navy game right after the election, and Trump, who usually is always talking, he's always in motion, but he went out, he was in one of the boxes in midfield at the stadium, at the football stadium, and he walked out onto the deck and by himself, and he looked over at the cadets and the midshipmen, and he looked at the audience during halftime, and you could see what was going through his mind. He was thinking, I am now commander-in-chief. I am now responsible for war and peace. I am responsible for the lives and the futures of these young men and women in uniform. The camera wasn't on him, so I think the world didn't see it, but I was standing right behind him, and I thought that that was a seminal moment for him, the same way Normandy is. He went to Normandy, and even the people who don't like Trump had to say, well, you know, he was moved. You could see it. He understood the significance of being president of the United States, and he understood the significance of the sacrifice of all of them, but particularly the 18, 19, 20-year-old Americans who changed the world, who won back, as Trump said, who reclaimed civilization. And I think it was a moment where he understood that Americans can do anything we set our mind to, even if the rest of the world says you can't do it. So I think it was very important for that way, too.
You know, you mentioned the Army-Navy game, and he was at the West Point graduation and shook the hands of every one of the graduating cadets, and there were hundreds of them. Took the time to do that.
Normally what happens, because my daughter went to the Naval Academy, and so I'm familiar with it, normally what happens is that the commencement speaker, shakes the hand of the first 100. And then the next 900 or 1,000 of the graduating servicemen and women, or the other people, shake their hands, and the president leaves. Because it takes a long time, it takes hours to shake all those hands. And for Trump to stand there and do that, and to kind of reverse protocol, the last president I remember who did that was Reagan. And reverse protocol and say, every one of them deserves my handshake. Mm-hmm. And that first handshake that a new officer gets is the most, first handshake and first salute is significant for the rest of their careers. Mm-hmm. Because they have now gone from being the lowliest of the low in the military to the highest of the high. They are now an officer. And to shake hands with and salute the President of the United States, your Commander-in-Chief, is a very significant moment for them. But for Trump to do it and shake everybody's hand, that's a significant moment for him.
I want to take a minute or so to talk about what you see as the future with the United States, the United Kingdom, and our trade relationship.
Yeah, you know, Rick, I think one of the most significant things that happened while Trump was in Europe is one that the reporters all missed, and that was that the meetings he had in Britain on the side were coincidentally happening at the same time that Britain is going to choose a new prime minister. Prime Minister Theresa May was forced to resign yesterday, and they're going to, now the Brits and the Tory party are going to choose a new prime minister. And whoever it is going to be somebody who pushes for Britain to leave the European Union, Brexit, British exit from the European Union. But what Trump talked to them all about, and what he then talked about and tweeted about, was Britain leaves the European Union, and then it is eligible to have a bilateral trade agreement with the United States, so a U.S.-UK trade deal. And if Trump gets that done with the new British government, then what will happen is the rest of the European countries need Britain, need the market with Britain, need the market with the United States. So I predict what will happen is that the European Union and the nations of Europe will scramble to try to get in on the U.S.-UK trade deal. And then that is a game changer that changes the world, because then Trump will have a trade deal with Britain, he'll have a trade deal with European nations. He already has a U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade deal, if Congress will only pass it. And then he's got a united front. All of us have been exploited by and taken advantage of by China. Then he goes as a united front to China and renegotiates for all of us.
big story of the morning is that the United States and Mexico have agreed and avoided the implementation of tariffs. The Democrats and the mainstream media putting a spin on the president's success as saying that he backed off of the tariffs because even the Republicans were voicing opposition. And, you know, this negotiation went on for the whole week. Many people thought that it would not happen, but the United States and Mexico announcing last night that they had reached an agreement to crack down on illegal immigration.
You know, it's just they twist themselves into shapes of pretzels to deny Trump a win. They can't possibly admit that he was right on this. Look, bravo for Trump. They all said it couldn't be done, including those Republican senators. And that's what they still don't understand is that's why the American people elected Trump. Think outside the box. Solve problems those professional politicians and the Washington establishment has wrung their hands over for decades but been unwilling to solve because each side refuses to compromise for fear of giving the other guy a win. So even Pelosi and Schumer said, Trump, we're not going to give you $1 to build a wall. They even went as far as to deny there was a problem at the border, when in fact millions of people are streaming across it in the most degrading way. And their selfishness, they're willing to put the security of the United States on the line so that their power-hungry politicians can put their own self-interest ahead of the nation. Well, good for Trump. He trumped them all. When Congress refused to cooperate and solve a national security crisis, he devised a workaround, which nobody's thought about. He got Mexico to do the deal, and he used the economic leverage that we have over Mexico. He understood it. He realized it was leverage in a negotiation, and he had Mexico solve the problem. He doesn't want tariffs on Mexico. He doesn't want tariffs on anybody, including us. He just knows that it's a very effective negotiating tool. And so he threatened tariffs. He would have carried through with it if the Mexicans didn't go along with the agreement, but they got a good compromise that they've worked out. And they did it in less than a week. The Washington establishment, the permanent bureaucracy and those professional politicians, they've dithered over this for decades. And Trump got it done in about 4 days. So I look at that. That's why I work for Donald Trump. That's why I supported Donald Trump. That's why I still do. He is making America great again, even if he has to do it without the help and against the efforts of the Democrats and the United States Congress. Good for him.
We got about a minute and a half left. I want to play a clip from Chuck Schumer, and then I want you to explain the art of the deal as you have seen the president negotiate. But listen to Chuck Schumer.
President Trump has a habit of talking tough and then retreating because his policies, often his tough talk, can't be implemented or doesn't make sense. President Trump has a habit of proposing asinine and dangerous policies before backing off.
Isn't that how it's done?
They've been in Washington so long, they forget what the real world is like. You know, Trump is a real estate guy. He's a negotiator. Rudy Giuliani once said, you know, you want to understand Trump, he's a real estate negotiator. He bids. He puts a bid high. He has opening bid to get the negotiation started is high. He knows he's not going to settle there. He knows that's not where he wants to go, but he's willing to throw it out to stir the pot, get the thing going. He'll eventually settle somewhere in the middle, and that's exactly what's happened. He doesn't want those tariffs, but he does want to deal with Mexico, and he does want to solve the border. And if the Schumer and all those other people are going to try to deny him a win, go ahead. Twist yourself in pretzels. The American people understand what just happened. Trump is solving a problem that they've been refused to solve because of their own selfish self-interest.
KT McFarland, is always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And as we were discussing, the United States and Mexico did reach an agreement last night, and they will be implementing a Mexican enforcement surge. They will implement migrant protection protocols, and they will take further actions and also develop an ongoing regional strategy. And we'll have more on that in the 8 o'clock news. 7:58 now, Saturday morning update.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
8 o'clock news is next, then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.